ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question, which is a practical question, and a lot of people ask this question. That question is about the rights that a neighbor has over his fellow neighbor. You know that there are various rights within Islam, rights, responsibilities. For example, a parent has rights over, you know, over his children, and vice versa. Each one of them has certain responsibilities. One of the people who has a right over us is our neighbor. Many hadiths have been narrated regarding the stature and importance of respecting one's neighbor, being kind to them, and the prohibition of annoying one's neighbor. For example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Resurrection must not annoy his neighbor." And Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, "He is not of us whose neighbor is not safe from his troubles." So we know that there is a great importance for, you know, respecting one's neighbor and not bothering them. But the question we want to ask is, what exactly are the rights of a neighbor over his other neighbor? Fortunately, we have many hadiths regarding this subject. One of the hadiths regarding this subject is a hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the rights of the neighbors, he said, "It is to help him if he asks your help. If he asks your help, you should help him. If he asks to borrow from you to satisfy his needs, if he becomes poor, you should lend him, what he's asking for. To console him if he is visited by an affliction. If he becomes sick or he becomes afflicted, you should go and visit him. To congratulate him if he is met with good fortune, you know, if he gets a job, if he gets a raise, you know, go and congratulate him. To visit him if he becomes ill. To attend his funeral if he dies. Not to make your house higher than his without his consent, lest you deny him the breeze. To offer him fruit when you buy some, or to take it to your home secretly. If you do not do that, and if you can't, you don't have enough to, you know, offer him, at least don't announce that you are bringing fruit to your house. Nor send out your children with it so as not to upset his children. If you buy something for your children and you can't, there's not enough to give it to his children, don't let your children show his children, you know, what you brought them, otherwise they could become upset. Nor to bother him by the tempting smell of your food, unless you send him some." Perhaps this is one of the ways that we can, you know, propagate Islam in the West. You know, this is a simple etiquette. It's not something, you know, that we see in the West, that a neighbor cooks something and brings a plate of the food to his neighbor. This could be one of the ways in which we can spread the message of Islam through one of the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the rights of a neighbor over his fellow neighbor. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.